So today is September 2nd, 2015, and we're going to do lesson number 415 called A Sharp and Mental Twist. I like this title. So go ahead and begin on your back with your legs long, arms long, starting to notice how you're lying on the floor today. First, noticing the contact that your overall body is making with the floor. And then from there, begin to tune in and notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how each arm is resting. And as you're noticing the two sides, really tuning in to find differences, right? So it's in what you sense that's different that helps you learn about each side and connecting the sides to yourself. And then beginning to notice your spine and how it's resting on the floor, how it lies in between the shoulder blades, traveling down to your lower back and to your pelvis. And as I mentioned last week, does your spine feel straight? Or does it feel like there's any places that maybe it's kind of curved or more off to one side than the other? And then noticing how each side of your pelvis and your hip joints are lying on the floor, how your legs are lying on the floor. Slowly and gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality in which you roll your head this morning. If there's any tightness or limitation, or again, when you're rolling your head, does your chin, let's say, come closer to one shoulder? Maybe there's a slight tilt in the rolling. So again, you're just observing and noticing. You're not changing anything, correcting anything. You're just observing. And then we're going to begin lying on your right side like we did last week. So go ahead and roll on your right side. Both arms are straight out in front of you, so the left palm is on top of the right. And then you're going to bring your left knee in front like we did last week. So if you remember, that's it. And make sure that the right knee then is slightly back. You know, it's not tucked forward. That's it. You know, so it's a little bit more behind you. Really good, because that helps when you start to rotate. And then you're going to begin to lift your left arm, just like we did last week. So we're going to start to introduce this turning and rotating of your spine by lifting up the left arm, and your head and your eyes are following the movement, as well as your chest, that being the breastbone or the sternum. So eventually, your nose and your sternum will be facing the ceiling. As you start to take the left arm behind you. So again, take your time so that you really can start to experience and notice how you're rotating and twisting in your spine. And then this allows that left arm to come behind you. This allows your whole trunk and rib cage to twist, so your chest opens up. And you're looking for maybe any area along your spine that maybe isn't rotating. Maybe it feels a little stuck, right? Do you do most of the rotation in one part of your spine. Excellent. Now, the next time that you bring the left arm behind you, let's see if you can stay there. So find a comfortable place where you can stay in this open kind of rotational place. So that doesn't mean the arm needs to be on the floor. If it can't, you can rest it like on your rib cage. And now in this position, you're going to think about the right leg. So that's the leg that you're lying on, okay? And part of the reason I wanted it lined up for you is you're now going to straighten it. So you're gonna lower the foot and the heel. So think of that right leg lined up all the way with your spine, right? So that you can sense that the heel, the knee, the hip is lined up with the lower back. That's perfect, Barb, that's it. That's it, Tori. So Sandy, think of where your spine is and that you want to have your right leg lengthened. Yes, keep moving it. That's it. There you go. Right? Excellent. Okay. That's it. So Bonnie, if that's too much here, bring the hand over. Looks like that's a lot. So if your arm can't touch behind you, don't let it just hang out there because it's too much work. Right? Don't make it work so much. There you go. Okay. Now, thinking of, Bonnie, let's think of right straight. There you go. And also think of maybe the heel of your right foot is lined up with your head. Right? So you have a line that you're lying on now. Okay. Keeping the right leg straight, you're going to start to lift the right leg a little bit away from the floor. Again, just 1 or 2 inches and lower it. And feel what you do in your lower back and pelvis, right? So you start to feel how the left side of your pelvis tilts towards you. It's almost like you scrunch the ribs on the left side. Excellent. And what becomes really important with these movements is that you do them as you exhale. So it's in the pause that you breathe, and then you lift when you exhale. Excellent. Now, staying in this position just a little bit longer, let the right leg stay on the floor. Draw your attention up to your head, and again, your nose and chin and eyes should be facing the ceiling. So just
should be facing what?
Ceiling. So just like what you did with the right leg, right? Because the back of your head is lined up with that right heel. Okay, it's a line. You're gonna do the same movement with your head. You're gonna start to lift your head as if to look at your left hip. And then lower it, okay? And think of this coming from the exact same movement in your back, your ribs, and your pelvis, right? It's kind of like a scrunching, a shortening. The left hip comes towards you as you lift your head. And again, you lift as you exhale. Excellent. Okay, one more movement and then we'll take a rest. I know it's a lot to be in this position. You're now going to lift the right leg and the head at the same time. Like all movements, it's not the height. It's a very controlled small movement. It's feeling they lift together and lower. So the right side sinks to the floor as the left side of you scrunches together. Excellent, Barb. That's it, Bonnie. That's it, Sandy. Beautiful. Okay. Slowly let that go. Roll onto your backs and rest. You can go back over to your side first, or if you feel like you just want to get over to your back, straighten your legs and your arms and just kind of let things settle. Okay, so let's go back over to your right side again. Right side, same side. Yep. We're going to stay with the same side for a little bit. Left leg in front, right? Right leg this time you can make long. Okay, so really, Bonnie, change the legs. Left leg in front, right leg long. Exactly what we did before. So just remember, this is going to be your starting point. We're going to come back to it again and again and again. So just mentally make a note of that. And then we're going to go to the other side. So this lesson, instead of going back and forth, we do everything on one side first before we go to the other side. So really go slow with things. And then we're just going to add on. So with the right leg long, you want to think the right leg, right heel, the right side of your hip, the right shoulder, and your head, right, are kind of all lined up. It's a line. And now you're going to open the left side, left arm. You're going to roll the face, bring the left arm comfortably behind you, right? And then again, make sure that you're in a line. Perfect, Sandy. So then you're going to stay there, okay? And this time, you're going to take your left arm and you're just going to bring it up to bring it underneath your head. Okay?
Straight or bent?
Your elbow's bent out to the side. Bring your hand right under your head. So we will do a movement where you're going to grab onto the ear on the opposite side, but right now it's behind your head. Okay, and we're going to try two ways. One way is the elbow can be up to the ceiling to lift the head, and then the other way is the elbow can be open. But let's have your elbow towards the ceiling, and using the hand a little bit, you're going to lift your right leg and your head and your right arm. So remember, you lift on the exhale, and then take a pause and breathe, and really make sure to pause between the movements. See if your right arm can stay down. That's it, Corinne. Are you okay? That's it. Now, see what the difference is if you open the elbow, right? So if the elbow lies open and you use the arm in that way to lift. But Corinne, keep the right arm down. I'm not sure why you're lifting the right arm. No, it's the left arm and the right leg. Right, so ask yourself the question. Some of you have your left arm behind your head, but it's really not doing anything. The point of your left hand is to let the weight of the head be in your hand, because then this engages the upper back and chest. So if you weren't doing that, that's something to make a note of for yourself. Right, if you just put your hand back there and it's la-di-da-di-da and you're not using it, because to use the hand and to trust that your head can be heavy means something happens in that upper back of your spine and ribs. You feel the difference? You need to engage it. Good. Good, Bonnie. Okay, let's go onto your back and rest again. Okay, so let's go ahead and come back over to the right side. Bring the left leg in front, the right leg is long, right? And then you're gonna start to lift your left arm, you're gonna open up your chest and your head. That's it. And this time, let your head turn a little bit more to the left. So it's looking a little bit more to the left as if it was following your left hand and arm, okay? And keeping it there, you're gonna bring the left hand and arm up underneath the head. But again, your face, that's it. Okay, now can you think about doing a movement? If the elbow can be resting out to the side, think of your left elbow going more over to the left and arcing down. So it's like you were going to be drawing an arc on the floor. So if you can open up, that's it, Sandy, your left elbow so it can rest on the floor. If not, that's it. So how do you draw? So Bonnie, your face needs to be to the left. Where's your left? That's right, so turn your face to the left, okay? And think of your hand, it's holding your head, and your elbow's gonna draw an arc, so it means the back of your hand is gonna pull your head, right? That's it, Barb. That's it, Sandy. And what does that do in the lower back and the ribs? Here, Tori, you're having trouble.
I have no clue how to draw an arc.
Okay.
In my mind right now.
Okay, so go to the left and just find a comfortable place. Okay, so do you know what an arc is,
yeah,
right?
Like that.
Right. So this is gonna draw an arc. Whoop, oh, right, an arc, but don't move your head so much. Just one, go back. Okay, so really go slow, you guys, here. And your face is not allowed to adjust. So your face doesn't turn towards the ceiling when you make the arc, right? And so you'll start to feel the scrunch, okay? So, and that's it, go slow. So some of you that are super, super used to using your head instead of your upper ribs. Yeah, so Corinne, can you think more sliding and less lifting? Much better. Yeah. And again, I know that this can get tiring, so if you need to take a break, you okay? Okay, be careful of your ring here. Here.
Well, it's okay. I'll get it later. Thank you.
Breathe. That's it. Excellent. Okay, come back over and let's rest on your backs. Legs long, arms long. Okay, so let's stay on your back for a moment. Go ahead and bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. And let's just recall the breathing movement that we did last week, and I believe the week before. where you take in a breath and hold it, and you push-pull with your chest and abdomen. So remember, you don't exhale. You hold your breath, and like for three counts, that's it, Tori. You push-pull. That's it, Bonnie. Excellent. So try to do it like three times and really push the belly out, that lower belly. Get to that lower belly. Better, Tori. Nice. Excellent. Okay. Now from here, let's cross your right knee over your left. So you're crossing at the knees, like if you were sitting ladylike. So Sandy, at your knees, not your ankle. There you go. And slowly start to tilt your legs over to the right and come back up. Just do this two or three times. So we're gonna introduce some of the rotation from your legs and pelvis. And then by the third time, you'll stay over there with your legs tilted over there, having your arms out to the side. So stay with your legs over, just somewhere where it's comfortable. They don't have to lie on the floor, just where it's comfortable. Okay, arms out to the side. Take a breath in. And from here, in this diagonal, do the push-pull with your breath. That's it. Yeah, Corinne, see if you can do it without your knees all the way over. Yeah, right there. Stop partway. That'll be much easier. Excellent. Okay, bring your legs back up to standing. Let's uncross your legs. Pause for a minute. Lengthen them. Okay, let's go ahead and roll onto your right side again. Let's get into the same position. Stack the arms, left leg in front, right leg long. Then you'll start to lift the left arm. You follow with your head and your eyes, opening your chest towards the ceiling, bringing the left arm to the floor. Turning your face a little bit more to the left as if you were looking at the left hand. Slide it up to come underneath your head, and this time, even further. So we've done this before. So the arm's coming behind the head, and then the hand, right, your left hand is holding your right ear. So you get really snuggly wuggly with your head. Beautiful, Tori, right? So what this does is this brings the inside of the left arm and elbow really close to your head. Yeah, okay. Corinne, your face is to the ceiling. So, yeah, turn it more. Try to turn. I know, right? Okay. Try to go a little bit more over the top of your head. Barb has it the best. Go over the top of your head to get your ear so that you can think of your armpit opening a little bit. Yeah, there you go, Bonnie. That's okay. And then, yeah, kind of like that. Okay. Okay, now staying in this funky wonky position, you're going to take a breath in and start to oscillate your breath here. So the only thing is I'm going to have you, yes, come a little bit more over here. We want to see if that can stay a little bit more there. And then take in a breath and then push way down. Big, and then suck it back up. Yes, and start to feel what that does with your spine, especially the sucking up. That's it. So we'll try for two rounds in this weird position. Excellent. Now, once you've done two sets, stay here, and we're going to go back to lifting your head, using your arm in this newer way, right, holding on to the right ear. So you're kind of over the top of your head, or, yeah, Sandy, maybe go a little more top. Nope, that's in front. Think, there you go. See if that's a little easier. Remember, your face is looking to the left. Okay, that's it. And now you're going to lift your head and your arm and lift your right leg. All right, and go really carefully with this. Try not to hold your breath. So you lift on the exhale, really pause in between to take a big deep breath in, and really start to notice what's required in the upper back of your spine. Right? Boy, I have to watch you like a hawk, don't I? You love to go to your neck. So I want you to think this is all a unit, so your chin doesn't get to go that much forward. So when we lift, think of the back. Yeah, less with your head. Do you feel the difference? Yeah. You know, our bodies are so smart that when they want to take on a habit, they're really good at it. And it's like we don't even know it, and then we have to reteach it. It doesn't need to do that habit anymore. So when you're lifting, it's coming from the upper back. Beautiful, Corinne. Not your neck. That's it, Barb. Okay, onto your backs and rest. I know, it's a lot, huh? Okay, let's roll onto your right side again. We're going to add in just two more variations before we go to the other side. So, excellent. Open the left arm, turn the head, get into your position. Okay, and this time you're going to interlace and bring both hands behind your head. So, you get to interlace your hands under your head, fold the elbows, right? I've talked about making like a hammock. Not scrunching, but comfortably. Try to turn your face a little bit more, yeah, not quite that far. Just a little bit past center. Not quite that much, Sandy. Yeah, think of it this way, that your nose is lined up with the back side of your left hip joint. So, Corinne, a little less. There you go. And then from here, you're going to lift your head and your shoulders and your right leg at the same time. So some of you, for some reason, don't have the right leg long. That means no bend in the knee. Right? I want that leg long like a stick, and you lift it all up and lower. Excellent. Okay, let's pause from the lifting, but you're going to stay in the position for just another moment. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to keep this time your right hand behind your head, and you're going to bring the left hand to the forehead. Okay, that's it. Okay, now let me describe this next movement before you do it. Remember how we did the rolling of the head, right? So you're going to think about your head is going to roll in between your hands, but you've got to lift the head up a little bit and suspend it in the air and then roll it. Beautiful, Sandy. So you roll a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. Ah, you're a master at this one. But lift a little bit more, Barb, so the shoulder, yeah, the whole shoulder girdle, Bonnie. Lift a little higher, Bonnie. The shoulder, you know, don't weight bear on your right elbow. Get that right elbow up, Bonnie, yeah. Let the whole shoulder go, and then roll your head in between your hands. Use your hands. Don't let your head slip. So let that left hand, and now have the left hand pull your head to the left, Bonnie. Yes. See, that's what does your spine. If your head's just rolling in between, right? Okay, that's a hard one. Pause, and you're going to change over the hands. So your head's lifted and suspended with the shoulder girdle. Now your right hand's on the forehead and it's kind of glued, so it's turning the head And you've got to have the hands stay with the head to have the turning happen in that upper thoracic. Excellent. Okay, let it all go and rest on your back. Sorry, I know it's a lot of work, huh? So staying on your back, let's have you bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, right leg is long. Bring your arms up to the ceiling, palms together, like a triangle, so keep the fingers long. There you go, palms together. Right, and you're gonna take this triangular shape over to the right. So the palms don't get a slide, and that means that left shoulder blade has to lift. The whole body rolls to the right. Use your left foot to push the foot into the floor. Keep that left knee open, right, towards the ceiling. And let's just see how it feels to rotate your spine. So Barb, keep the left knee up, and then you'll come back over, and you're gonna try it again, so notice what you do with your foot. Yeah, we don't need to do that. We're gonna keep that foot down. Roll, we're gonna keep, no, roll the pelvis. Yeah, you're doing fine, but let the pelvis roll. There, and foot flat, yes. So your knee comes over your foot, yes. Keep that foot, I know, right? And then come back. So as you're doing this, we've done this before, but what you guys are doing so well that actually you couldn't do before is keeping your palms together. It was really hard before. This was many, many moons ago. They would slip, and that's because you didn't have the rotation in the upper spine. But with that available, guess what? You can keep the hands together. This was a test. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's come back, and we'll rest onto your backs. And I'm hoping that that kind of smooth things out. Okay, so I'm going to have you continue to lie on your back for the next minute or two. Okay? And you're going to work with your mind and your thought. So you're going to take yourself through some of the movements we just did on the right side, and you're going to imagine doing it on the left. So again, I'm going to describe things, and in your mind, in your thought, you see yourself getting into the position, but you just stay on your back, okay? So you're going to see yourself going to your left side, both arms out. Your right knee will be in front, and then your left leg becomes long. And you'll see your left heel lined up with your knee, your hip, and the back of your head. And then you'll see yourself beginning to lift that right arm up towards the ceiling and starting to take it over to the right, starting to twist and open the spine and chest from the left side. Seeing your face follow the movement, and eventually seeing that your right arm can rest to the right side. And then in this position, as you see yourself lying there, you see yourself first lifting the left leg. It's a long, straight leg. You just lift it and lower it a few times. And then you add in lifting your head at the same time. So it's the right side of the ribs and pelvis kind of scrunching together. And then you pause with your legs so that just your head lifts a few times. And then from there, you're going to see yourself bringing your right hand under your head. Your face will turn a little more to the right, and then you just bring the elbow down to the side. So you start to side bend in the upper back and ribs before you start to lift in this funny way. And then lastly, you'll see yourself bringing the left arm up as well, so that you use both arms to lift the head and the leg at the same time. Then you'll pause, and then you'll see the left hand come to the forehead, the right hand stays behind the head, rolling the head now. And then you'll change the hands, and continue to roll the head. And then you see yourself letting go of all of that and slowly coming back onto your back. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and begin to do some of these on the other side, but you'll see it's really important to have the image in your thoughts. So you're going to roll on to your left side, means you bring the right knee in front, the left leg is long, the hands are stacked. Slowly and gently, you're going to start to bring that right arm up to the ceiling as you open your chest and your face to look towards the ceiling. Just doing this movement again a few times, just gradually, right? Because if you're in ever a hurry or a rush, it's not that you do the movement wrong. What happens when you're in a hurry is you will do all the movement from your habitual spot in your spine, right? So the whole reason or importance for going slow and taking your time is to involve the entire self, the entire spine, the areas of your spine that have decided to be dormant for whatever reason, whether it was an accident, an injury in a shoulder or a neck or a wrist or a lower back injury, right? Something became dormant. So we want that area to become alive again. That's it. And then once the right arm comes out to the side, keep it there. Bring it up behind your head, right? And then keeping it there, let's just start with lifting, that's it, Sandy, the left leg. First, just do the leg alone. So the moment that the left heel comes up, you feel the scrunching on the right. Now it's interesting, some of you can keep this leg straighter. Interesting? It's not as hard. Or maybe your mental image worked better. Good. Now go ahead and lift your head. That's it. And your leg together. So both can lift. That's actually easier. Right? So in this beautiful toy, this twisted position. And if you have I'm going to say the routine of using your neck, right? So that means your chin is often bending into your chest here. Really watch yourself to not do that. So the bending's occurring in the upper back. Your chin can come a little bit to your chest, okay? Don't be super rigid. But some of you will do everything in the neck. When you're so stuck in the upper back, you'll do everything in the neck. Okay, excellent. Now, keeping your head and your hand connected, let your hand come a little bit more over to get that left ear, right? And then it's kind of above your head, right? And that means your face turns more to the right. And then you're gonna do your arcing. So you're gonna arc the right elbow down to the right. So this asks those upper vertebrae to bend, right, to the right. So Barb, you can slide, you don't have to lift. Yeah, there you go, Barb, yeah. And just think upper, again, upper back, and again, Tori, not neck, upper back, right? Excellent. Beautiful. Now from here, let's add one more movement and then we'll rest. Bring your left hand to be interlaced with your right hand in the non-habitual way. Okay, and find some place where the elbows are, you know, slightly directed towards the ceiling, but you're not squeezing your head, right? I think of it the hammock idea, right? It's a comfortable place. They're not closed in, not wide open. And from here, you're going to lift your head using both arms and lift the shoulder girdle. Try to just do the upper body first, and then you can weave in lifting your left leg. But just, Corinne, that's beautiful. Good, Sandy. All right? So some of you are really getting it, how to get into your upper back. Much better, Tori, yeah. And then go ahead and add the left leg just a couple times. Okay, let's let that go and roll onto your backs and rest. Okay, so let's go one more time over to your left side. Okay, so that means the left leg's long, right leg's in front, arms stacked, open yourself up. And once you're opened up with your arms just open like that, we're gonna do the oscillated breathing movement. So you're gonna take in a breath, hold it, and push the belly out and pull it in. Big movements, not little ones. Do it two or three times and let it go, and then do another breath. Push, pull. Excellent. After the second time, just pause. Let's bring your arms up so that the right hand is under the back of your head and the left hand is on the forehead. Right? And once you're in this position, you do elevate the head and then you roll the head. So you use the left hand to turn the forehead. So it's not happening in the neck. I want you to glue it a little bit more. But it's happening in the spine. So if your hands were glued, the elbows actually move too.
Does your shoulder move?
Your shoulder moves, right? Some of you want to do all of this in your head and neck. Much better, Sandy. That's it. That's the idea, Corinne. Yeah, now you guys have got it. Just think your palms are glued. Really good. Okay, let's just pause for a minute. Go onto your backs. Let's rest for a minute. You need a rest. That was so much better. Of all the movements, that would be something that you could explore and play with over this week, is gluing your hands and then feeling the turning not coming from your head, but coming from your spine. So when I say not from your head, that also means not from your cervical spine, neck. Okay, let's go one more time over to the left side. Left leg long, right leg in front, open up. And then you'll change the hands. So this time the right hand will be on the forehead and the left hand behind. Okay, imagine again, like if there was a dab of glue in the center part of the palm of the hand. And both hands have to turn. And then that means one elbow goes up, one flattens, one shoulder comes forward, the other flattens and opens. And you're breathing. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go and go onto your back again. And now staying on your back, go ahead and bend your right knee, bring it up to standing. Bring your palms to the ceiling. So, yeah, there you go, Sandy. Palms together, elbows straight, right? So you're going to keep the palms together. So as you take them to the left, it means that right shoulder blade's got to lift. You use the right foot to push the foot into the floor. You keep the right knee up. So the hip opens and you twist everything else to the left. There you go. And this is a really good opportunity to remind yourself of keeping the right knee over the right foot. So you really get to open up the hip joint. And noticing the range of twist and turning now, right? So it's really pretty easy to keep your palms together. Nothing has to move with those hands, which means that you're rotating through your spine, especially in that upper, mid-thoracic to upper thoracic. Excellent, you guys. Beautiful. And maybe do that movement just one more time before you come back to your back to lengthen your legs, bring your arms down by your side, and to start to check in with the floor, starting to notice how you're resting on the floor now. And again, what feels different? What changed about each shoulder blade? Or maybe inside the shoulder joint? Or the way in which your spine is now resting? Sensing how your pelvis is now lying on the floor. How each side of the pelvic bones and how your hips are resting, how your legs are lying. And then drawing some awareness and attention to your breath and breathing. Just watching your inhalation and exhalation. And noticing if you can actually feel now in the upper back how you expand there, this area that we worked with today. If you can imagine your lungs are like balloons, right? So when you blow into a balloon, right, it expands on all sides, so do your lungs. But half the time we never get to the back part there, which is the biggest part, right? So just see if in your mind and in your thought, as you're just witnessing your breath, your inhalation, You can feel that now. And actually, the breath is one of the greatest tools for getting expansion and opening to happen in the ribs and the upper back as well. Go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, sensing and noticing how that feels. Excellent. And then as you feel ready, you can roll to one of your sides, come to sitting, and then eventually coming to standing to notice how you feel standing from this lesson.